Okay, Rabos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Lamed Beis. Again, apologies for the voice. I am still a bit under the weather. But we're here with a brand new Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. A couple of Mishnahs we're going to do today. So let's get to it. It says the Mishnah, Zebaba Chaviso, Zebaba Koraso. Again, still dealing with the kind of traffic sugyas, if you will, traffic accidents, Chas V'Shalom, and other such scenarios. The one guy is coming in one direction with his chavis, with his barrel. One guy is coming in the other direction with his beam. And nishbara kado shalze bekoraso shalze. And one guy, the barrel breaks right with via the beam. So Gemara says potter. The Mishnah says he's going to be potter. Again, we've discussed this before already a couple of days ago. Shalze rishus lahalech vezel rishus lahalech. Because both of them were walking with permission. Both of them had permission to be there. Right, and therefore, right, if they're both acting in a normal way, so then they're going to be potter. Hayah balakor rishon balachav is achron. Let's say they were walking one in front of each other. The guy holding the beam was in front. The guy holding the barrel was behind. And nishbara chavis bakora, and then the barrel obviously broke. And then potter balakora, right, the guy holding the beam again, assuming that everybody was acting normally, right? So then the balakora, the guy holding a beam, is going to be potter. Rashi just says very simply, shizem halach gedarko, because the guy, if everybody's walking normally, right, the guy with the beam is walking normally, he was no problem. And the guy behind him is going a little faster, right? If everybody's going, according to the speed limit, so then there should be no accidents, right? There should be enough space between each car, between each person, and the barrel should not break on the beam. But if for whatever reason the barrel does break on the beam, that means the guy behind him, right, was going too fast, and therefore the guy who owned the beam will be potter. Vim amad balakora, but if the guy holding the beam stopped, so then he's going to be chayif. Vim amad balachavis amod, but if he put his his blinkers on, if he put his brake lights on, if he said to the guy holding the barrel behind him, stop, so then potter, then he's going to be potter. Haya balachavis rishon balakora achron. Let's say the reverse. There's a guy in the barrel. The guy holding the barrel was first. The guy holding the beam was second. Nishbara chavis bakora, and then the guy holding the beam, it broke, right? Broke the barrel, and he was behind. So then in that case, he's going to be chayev because everybody's walking normally. Why in the world are you bumping in to his barrel, right? You're going to be chayev to break for the barrel. Vim amad balachavis, but if the guy holding the barrel in front stopped for no reason, potter, then the guy who owns the beam, right, is going to be potter because why did the guy stop in front? He stopped short. Why would he be chayev? Vim amar Labakora amod, but if the guy holding the barrel, right, who's in front, said, put on his brake lights and told the guy behind him to stop, and then he didn't, then he plowed right through him and broke the barrel, then he's going to be chayef. V'chein, and so too, zeba b'neiro, v'zeb b'pishtano, so too the same case, right, forget a beam and a barrel. It's also true if you have a guy carrying a flame and a guy carrying some pishtan, a guy carrying some flax or some other flammable material. Obviously, the first question you should always ask when the Mishnah repeats similar cases with different scenarios, right, is what's the difference? Why does the Mishnah have to tell us this? And interestingly enough, the Gemara does not ask that question, but the Rishonim are left to deal with that question. Why do you have to even mention the fire? Why do you mention the pishtan? It should be exactly the same, right? Obviously, we can learn from the Mishnah. So the Rishonim basically explained is that you might have thought that since fire and pishtan, right, are either more flammable or actually flammable, right, they're theoretically more dangerous. You might have thought that you might have had to pay more attention, depending on what you're holding and what the scenario is, but Kamash Malan, right, the halacha is exactly the same. Okay, says Gemara Baimine, Rabba Barnasan Mirafuna. Rabba Barnasan has a, I think, interesting is probably calling it, giving it a little bit of credit. I don't want to say that it's interesting application of the Mishnah. Let's just leave it at that. You can make your own conclusion. What happens when a chamal atzlanah for a husband injures his wife during tashmis? So the Gemara says, "Kaven derishus ka'aved." Is it? Do we say that since it's berishus, obviously it's consensual, since everything is fine, so therefore potter, therefore he's going to be potter. Oh, Delmore, maybe Iboy Leili Yune, he should have been more careful, and he's going to be chayev. Some Alei said, "What do you mean? It's our Mishnah. This is obviously why we're bringing it now." Right? Tini Tua. Right? It says in our Mishnah, the first case is two people coming from the opposite directions, one guy holding a barrel, one guy holding a beam. They're going to be putter because they both had permission to be there. So that seems to be, right, just like husband and wife, but also both have permission to be there. So we see that he's not going to be chayef. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Kal v'chomer. What do you mean? It should be Kal v'chomer that it should tell me the opposite halacha. Okay, so this requires a little bit of a background, and this is going to also be relevant for some stuff on Amud Beis. So let's just explain a little bit. The halacha is that if a person kills someone b'shogeg, So they run to an Ir Miklat. Obviously, if you kill somebody, you have to define shogeg, right? Again, if you kill somebody, bemazid, if you kill somebody on purpose, so then obviously you get the death penalty, right? That's herik. You get your head chopped off. If you kill somebody, beonis, if it's complete accident, so then it's terrible, but it's nothing, right? Obviously, the person's not punished. It's mechadish the Torah that if you kill somebody b'shogeg with negligence, with a certain amount of negligence, and obviously we'll discuss, we have to discuss how much that is, and the Gemara will get into it on other days. But if you kill someone with negligence, then you run to near miklat. Now the psukim that give the example of killing someone b'shogeg, killing someone with negligence, the psukim talk about the fact that the two people are in the forest. One guy's chopping wood, another guy's whatever hanging around, let's say the push-up shot, the wood flies off of the tree, or the iron flies off of the axe, whatever. However you understand this, Machlokes in the Gemara Makos, in the Mishnah is over there. So either way, something flies off and kills this other guy. Right, so that's the case that's given in the psukim. So now Rava says, Mal Yar. Now, just that example is the case where it happened in a forest, where both of those people, right, are allowed, right, to be there. Obviously, it's Rishus Arab. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what his Kal V'Chomer is. Mal Yar Shezel Rishus or Nichnas V'Zel Rishus or Nichnas. By the case of killing someone b'shogeg, where a guy is going to go to Galus, right, both of them came in with permission, and there, and in that case, Nasa Kamisha Nichnas L'Rishus Chaveru V'Chayiv. And we make it as if you went into your friend's rishus and you're chayiv, right, for killing him because you're going to go, right, to Gullus, right? We made you, you know, chayiv in a certain sense, right, that you're going to go to Gullus, and it's as if you went into someone else's rishus. So zeshul rishus chaveru nechnas l'koshukein. So certainly in a case where someone went into someone else's rishus, i.e., right, in this case where the wife is in, literally within with the wife, the husband's in the wife's dalet amos, right? Certainly you should also be chayiv. So the problem is, so that's how Rava says you would be chayiv. But what about the Mishnah? I mean, that doesn't deal, right? Again, we just said, right, what was the proof? We said, what's the halacha? We said, oh, our Mishnah says that if they're both there and they have rishus to be there, they're pater. Rava says, I have a kal v'chomer from Misa Bishogig. That seems to indicate that they should be chayiv. So, but that doesn't actually address what it says in the Mishnah. So it's a nice kal v'chomer, but what do you do with the Mishnah? So that's the Gemara asks. V'hakatani shalazer v'shus l'halech v'shev v'shus l'halech. So how does Rava understand the Mishnah? Hasim tervayu kadadinu. Because there, both cases, both people rather, right, are the same. Right? I mean, both of them are walking towards each other. They're like, they're coming in together at the same time. Right? They're hitting each other. But here in the case of Bias, then Iu covered Maisa. Iu covered Maisa. Really, it's only the guy who's doing the Maisa. It's as if and therefore he's the one who's going to be chayv. So Gemara says, V'hi lo, but what do you mean? The wife's not doing a Maisa. The Pazik says, right, that pasuk is by an inappropriate arayos relationship that both the male and the female get kares. So what do you mean? You're not gonna. There's no maisa here by the woman. So Gemara says, yeah, hana la tervayo islu. Right, no, in a chinami, there's hana. Right, there is definitely some sort of benefit and some sort of pleasure for both of them. But you maisa hu ka'ovid. But he is the one who's doing the maisa. If you explain, look at Tosus on the bottom, three lines down from the wide lines, right? Tosos Ihu, which is a quick Tosos, says the inyan chatas lini malchus chayeves derabanan chayeves derachmana achshvei lahana maisa. That the Torah considered the hana a maisa not as for damages, but obviously you're not going to be chayev. I mean, Tosos is addressing the question: how could you not be chayev, right, without a maisa? Okay, you could derive benefit from something, but if you didn't do a maisa iser, if you didn't do a maisa of that is forbidden. Right, so what are you supposed to do? That's like an onus. It's like you walk by, and let's say, for example, you smell something that's usher to smell. Let's say a reyach of a bodazara or something. So you happen to be in the neighborhood. If you didn't go and actively smell it, there's no mice over there. Might not be a great example, but again, the same idea that if a person doesn't actively do a mice of Isra, how could they get punished? So Tosus just explains that the hana, right, that the person is getting, right, is considered to be the Maisa, but not in respect for damages, right? Damages is judged based on a strict Maisa, not a necessary halachic Maisa, and therefore the husband is the one who is doing the Maisa, and therefore he should be chayev according to Rava. Okay. Hayabalakora Rishon, again, back into the Mishnah, that they said that the Balakora was Rishon, the guy holding the barrel was first, not the barrel, the Korah is a beam, I'm sorry. So Amar Shlagash, Shtei Paros, Bershus, Rab, Mecha, Revuz, Vachas, Malachas. Again, in case we saw a couple times already, Rish Lakish says he's going to bring his case. We're going to compare his case right to our Mishnah's case. Right, there are two cows walking with Shisur Avim. One of them is Revutza, right? Kind of bends down, squats down, right? That is Mishuna. That is strange. Vagas Malaches, and one is walking. And Bata Malaches Berevutza, the one that was walking kicked the one that was bending down. So in that case, Petura, it's going to be Potter, because again, as we, if you remember what we said before, Kol Mishuna Abam Acher Mishana Potter, that anybody who does something strange, something weird, then someone else comes behind him and does something else that's also weird, meaning something that's out of the ordinary. So the second out of the ordinary act is not going to be Chayef. Revutza Malachas, but if the one who bent down, right, the cow who crouched down, then kicked the one that was just walking by, so then chayevis, then they're going to be, that's going to be chayev, because that's, hey, what do you, you know, you still can't kick somebody just because you're kneeling and kind of bending down. So Gemara says, Lema Misayele, maybe our Mishnah, it is a proof, because what does the Mishnah say? Hay balakor rishon, balakor is achron, nishbar chav is bakora, potter, v'ma'amar balakor, chayev. Excuse me. So if, what do we say? If the guy holding the beam was first, right, and they're walking normally, and the guy behind him kind of bumped into him, so then he's going to be Potter. But if the guy in front stopped, then he's going to be, the Balakor is going to be Chayef. V'ahacha, and what's the comparison over here? Kirivutza b'malachas dami. That's a similar case, just like the guy who's bent, the cow is bending down, is kicking the one who's walking by, and we see that you're chayef. Right? That seems to be the same thing. That like just like the balakora stood, right? The one that crouched down kicked, right? And so that's going to be chayef. Right? Both of them say chayef. So the Gemara says, "With Tisbara, it's not really such a great proof. In fact, it's actually the opposite. Hasiya abaya lo mistaya de lo misaya elo makshanami kasha. That's actually a kasha, because time, because the whole reason, right? What's the extra thing over here in Reish Lakish's case, right? The only reason you're going to be chayef is time of debata, because he went, not only did the cow sit down in the middle of the road, it also kicked out its leg. Ha-huzka me-mela, but if it's seeming, implying that if the cow had just sat there, me-mela, right, so then it would have been potter. And in our case, what happened? Masnisim me-mela v'katani chayev. In our case, the guy holding the beam just stopped, and without, you know, swinging his beam in a 360, you know, 180 degrees, still just stopping is going to make him chayev. That's exactly against Reish Lakish. As Gemara says, Mesnisin de Pascha, Lorcha Kishilda. We said this similarly yesterday, maybe. That the Mishnah is the scenario where the guy laid down across like a dead animal, like a dead body, and there was nowhere to go around it. But Hacha, Minikigon de Rava, Bechad Gisa. But Reish Lakish's case, where the cow sat down on one side of the road, and the other cow should have walked around. And therefore, if it stumbled over the cow in front of him, right, you should have been able to, you know, lead the cow to the left. And therefore, it's not a kasha in Reish Lakish. Ella Seifa Masnisin. Maybe the second part of the mission of the Mesaila of the Reish Lakish is going to support Reish Lakish. Tekatani, like we learned, Haya Bala Chavis Rishon Bala Kora Achron, the opposite case, where the barrel was in front and the Kora was behind, and the beam was behind. Nishbar Chavis Bakora, and again, sure, the barrel got broken on the beam, and the beam again was behind, so it came up and it punctured the barrel. So in that case, it's going to be chayef, because you shouldn't have. If everybody's going the speed limit, you shouldn't have bumped into the barrel. But if the guy holding the barrel stops, he's going to be potter. So same thing. Right? What do we see? We see that it's as if a similar case: the guy who's walking and crashes into the and it kicks, not crashes, it kicks the cow that's crouching down. Evakatani Potter, and we say that he's going to be Potter. Skamaya says Masnizen Dechiorche Kamaski. No, because those cases are also different, and it's not a good proof from our Mishnah. Because in the case with our Mishnah, right, everybody's walking normal, right? No one's doing an extra action of damage. But Hacha Amarle, but here in the case of Reish Lakish means this, or the guy can say, not Reish Lakish, but the guy who owns the cow who sat down in front, said he the islecha reshusa zugei alai, but the buti kiles lecha reshusa, meaning that any phenomenon, you can walk around, right, or kind of walk on top of me, but the kicking is an extra level of damage. Right, no one gives you reshus to do that, and therefore, right, you should be chayef. In that case, you should be chayev, and it wouldn't be necessarily, right, the same as our Mishnah. Okay, says a new Mishnah now. Two people were walking in Shizarab, Echad Ratz Vechad Mahalich. One of them is running and one of them is walking. Or both of them were running. So they Ziku and they damaged each other. Zev, if they damaged each other, so then Shneim Paturim, both of them, right, are going to be Pater. And obviously we have to discuss exactly what's going on in this mission. So says the Mishnah, Masnizan Deloki Isi Ben Yehuda. Our Mishnah is against Isi Ben Yehuda. The Tanya was on there, right? So Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, Isi Ben Yehuda says, Rots Chayev, right? In the case with that's the case we mentioned, if someone is running, he's going to be Chayev, because that is different. That is normally, right? You don't, most Rishis Rabbim, it's not just a marathon going on, right? Most of the people are walking, right? And if the guy is running, so then that is different, and then he's going to be Chayev. Right? Moda Isi, Erev Shabbos, but Isi Ben Yehuda's Moda, he admits on Erev Shabbos, that if it's Ben Hashmash, it's right before Shabbos, right? Depending on when you hold that is, but let's say right before Shema, right before Shabbos, Shehu Potter, that the guy is going to be Potter, Bnei Sharat, because he's running, right, with permission. Am Rabbi Yochanan halach Isi Ben Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan says that the lacha is sure enough is like Isi Ben Yehuda. Problem is that contradicts another statement of Rabbi Yochanan, as which we normally assume like, right? Mi Am Rabbi Yochanan, how could Rabbi Yochanan really say the lacha is like Isi Ben Yehuda? Of Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan also says halacha kistam mishnah, that halacha is like a mishnah that doesn't have a name associated with it, like our Mishnah, right? And sure enough, what does our Mishnah say against Isi Ben Yehuda, like we just said? Tanan, our Mishnah says, Echad Ratz Vechad Mahalich, Oshayim Shneim Ratzim Peturim. I said, that's against, right, Isi Ben Yehuda. So how could he say that Allah is like Isi Ben Yehuda? So the Gemara says, Masnisin Be'er Shavas Ben Hashmashos. Because our Mishnah, like we said, Isi Ben Yehuda will admit that when it's Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, you're going to be Potter. And sure enough, says the Gemara, that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Mimai, how do you know that? I mean, the Katani, because when the Mishnah says, Osha, you shneim ratzim peturim, right, gives that extra case where if both of them are running, they're going to be putter. Hasu lamali, you don't need to mention that. Why do you need to mention that third case? Right, hashta echad ratz vechad mahalach putter, shneim ratzim mibaya. Right, if one of them who's running and doing something strange, and the other one is walking, doing something normal, in that case, if both of them are putter, so obviously if both of them are running, they're going to be Potter. And if both of them bring Mishuna, so Elas or rather Hachikamah. So what the Mishnah really means, meaning why do you even bring that third case? Right, what it means is like this. Echad Ratz Vechad Mahalich Potter. If one of them is running and one of them is walking, so you're going to be Potter. B'meh Dvarim Murim B'Erev Shabbos. B'nish Mashos. That's only an Erev Shabbos, when he has permission to run. And we'll see exactly what that is in a second. Aval B'chol, but during the week, so then, Echad Ratz Vechad Mahalich Chayev, then, in that case, no, so the guy who's running is going to be Chayev, because he's slammed into the other guy who's just minding his own business and walking down the road. Shneim Ratzim, if both of them are running, then Afil B'chol Ptura, then even during the weekday, they're going to be Pater, because both of them, right, were Meshuna, right, and then they're not going to be Chayev to each other. So Amar Mar, and Mar says, Modi Isi, Be'er Shavas, Be'er Shavas, Be'er Shavas, Be'er Shavas, Be'er Shavas, Be'er Shavas, so the Gemara just says, Be'er Shavas, my Rishus. What does it mean? My Rishus Ika. What extra permission do you have to run on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos? And Kid Rabbi Chanina, it's just like Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, Bo v'netzi likras kala malkasa, let's go out and greet the queen, right, the kala, the bride, the queen. Some people say likras Shabbos kala malkasa. Okay, right, the Shabbos, who's the bride, who's the queen. Right, Rabbi Yanai, misate fekoiv, amar, boy kala, right? And Rabbi Yanai used to go and wrap himself, Pasha's not Natal, this probably means in some nice clothing, go out and greet the Shabbos queen. Obviously, we say boi kala in l'chadodi. That's, you know, naturally something that comes up in our davening, in our tefillos, that the phraseology that we go out to greet the Shabbos queen. But that's what they would usually literally do. There, people would run out. Right, sounds like something you do in Sfat. I don't know, but that's literally what they would do. They would go into the Rishis Rabim and run to greet the Shabbos queen, and therefore, even if you bump into someone in that scenario, that would be mutter, right? Or you would be putter, rather, because you were allowed to run in that scenario. Okay. Vayter, new Mishnah now. Back to the halachos of, we'll get there in a second, but killing somebody b'shogeg. Hamvakeh b'shus harabim, we have to get to there in a second, but first we're going to talk about chopping wood, and that's how we're going to get there, if you remember from Amman Aleph, that's how we're going to get to that discussion. Hamvakeh b'shus harabim, a person chopping wood in b'shus harabim, v'hizik b'rishus hayachid, and he damaged somebody in rishus hayachid, right? A piece of wood flies off and hits somebody in his backyard. B'rishus hayachid v'hizik b'rishus harabim, or the opposite. He's chopping wood in his own backyard and he damages someone who's walking by in rishus harabim. The Bach and the others, if you look at the Masar Zashas on the side over here, they switch the order of these first two cases. not really sure what exactly the nafka mina is la halacha, but you'll see the Gemara kind of seems to assume that the cases are the verse. Okay, whatever the girsa is, if you're chopping in one rishos, you hit it somebody in another rishos, or birshus yachid v'izik birshus yachid, if you're chopping wood in your own backyard and you hit someone in someone else's backyard, so then you're going to be a birshus yachid acher, so then you're going to be chayv. But in all three of these cases, you're going to be chayev for the damage that for, that you would caused. Utsrichaim, we need all three of these cases. If you would have taught me that someone who's chopping wood in his own rishos in his backyard and he damages someone in rishos rabim, that's mishum d'shkichei rabim, because there's a lot of people walking by, right? You should have known, right? You're chopping wood in your backyard, right? There's a short fence. Put up a screen. Put up a whatever to catch the wood chips, right? People are walking by. But the opposite, the lo shkichei rabim, there's not so many people, right? Not everybody's hanging out in their own backyard. So the Emalo, you might have thought you're not chayev because how did you know there was going to be somebody there? V'itan rishus rabim rishus yachid. And if we would have had the opposite, right, the Mishnah would have said that you're chayev for chopping wood in rishus rabim that damaged in someone's backyard. B'shun d'meikar shelo rishus of it, because initially, right, his initial action was not done with permission. Right, who says necessarily, you know, you can't just sit there in the public street and just chop wood? That's dangerous. Avam rishus yachid rishus rabim, but from the Shusha Yachad, the Rishus Rabim, where you're chopping wood in your own backyard, the Rishuska of it, you could do that. That's fine. You could do that in your own backyard. Say, Emalo, you might have thought you're not Chayev. Vitana Hachtarti, if you would have had the first two cases, Hamishu Dishchichi Rabim, Vahamishu Mishalob Rishus, Dishalob Rishus, right? You would have thought that you're Chayev in both of those cases because there's some reason to be Mechayev you. Either because there's usually people walking by and you should have realized that you might hit somebody, or because you're chopping wood in the Rishus Rabim. It's not, you did it without any permission whatsoever. But from your backyard, someone else's backyard, the lo shkichei rabim, it's not common for people to be there necessarily. And you started chopping wood in your own backyard, and that was allowed, right? You're allowed to do that. Say malo, you might have thought you're not chayev. So therefore, therefore it's shricha. Okay. Turn our button and learn the braisa. If you walk into a carpenter's store without permission, right, the door is closed. Now, Rashi seems to imply over here in the Ramaschal Chayev a little bit later, right, that it seems to, and the implication of the Gemara really is, that it seems like the carpenter knew you were there. Right? Not that, right, he had a bell on his door, right, the chime jingled, even though he thought he would lock it, or he said, you know, the sign had said it was closed. Anyways, you go into a carpenter's store. Excuse me, really. You go into a carpenter's store without permission. Vinitza because with tavcha alpana v'meis. Rachman al-Tzlan, right? He's chopping wood. He probably is a little annoyed that you're in there, so he doesn't stop what he's doing. And sure enough, a piece of wood flies off and slams a guy in the face, and he dies. So Potter, right, in that case, he's going to be Potter. And this, we're talking about Potter from Gullus, from going to Gullus. If you remember, we discussed on Amud Aleph, there's a certain amount of negligence that's going to make a person go to Gullus. That's Shogig. From Nichnas Pershus, but if the guy came, right, if the door was open, or the sign was, you know, said the store is open, and he came in with permission, or he's expecting him, so in that case, he's going to be Chayavi, he's going to go to Gullus. My chayiv, what do you mean that he's going to be chayiv? So actually, when I said he goes to Gullus, I kind of jumped the gun a little bit. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says chayiv bar betvarim. He's going to be chayiv in four things that he's going to be chayiv in damages. Right, he's not going to be chayiv in boshas, because to be chayiv in boshas you have to actually intend, right, to damage him. But tsar ripoy sheves nezek tsar ripoy sheves. Pay those four things if you damaged him, but if you kill him, so then potter me Gullus. You're actually not going to go to Gullus. The fisha ain't dome liar. So it's not a scenario that's similar to a forest. Right, we said before, yar zeh rishuso nichnas, zeh rishuso nichnas, right? It has to be the case in the Gemara, in the Psukim rather, where it gives an example of someone who could kill someone, go to Shogeg, is where both of them had permission to be there. And so this case is not exactly the same. Because here, the guy went into someone else's property. Rava says, the Kal v'chomer, what do you mean? Kal v'chomer teaches me it should be the opposite. By the case of a forest, both of them go in on their own. They don't need to ask Rishus. So Nasa Kamisha Nichlas Ladas Chaver Vegola. That's as if the guy came into his own Rishus, and therefore goes to Golos. Zesh Ladas Chaver Nichlas Lakosha came. In this case, where the guy goes in to the other guy's permission, right? Lakosha came. So certainly, he's going to have to. He should go to Golos. Meaning that, again, where the guy had Rishus, the guy had permission to come in. Right? So both of them had permission to be. In that case, he says, in the case of the carpenter's store, both of them had permission to be there. That should be exactly the same. Where it, as opposed to the Yar, where the case of the Yar, they didn't have to ask each other's permission. And here, the guy actually had permission to be there, so he certainly should go to Golos. So El Amar Rava, Rava says, no, it's my potter. What do you mean, potter me Golos? Tolos sagile me Golos. It's not that he doesn't go to Golos because it's not negligible enough. He's not negligent enough. He was too negligent, meaning Golos is not enough for him. He's what's called Karov Lamezit, as we'll see in a second. Because, again, the three levels are Ones, complete accident, Shogeg, negligent, and Mezit, he did it on purpose. Well, there's a lot of gray areas between Ones and Shogeg and Mezit. And the Gemara Makkos deals with those. So here we're saying, according to Rava, "Hainu time is Rabbi Yosef Bechanina mishum dehavile shogeg karv lamezid." Right, where, when Rabbi Yosef Bechanina says you're going to pay the four things when if you damage him, and you're going to be potter from gullus if you kill him, it's not because you're not negligent; it's because you're too negligent, and therefore it's karv lamezid. Right, it's almost as if you did it on purpose. Masiv Rava, but Rava once Rava explains Rabbi Yosef Bechanina like this, then he has a kasha. Which is almost like a straw man, but not really. Once he explains that's the pshat, so then Rav asks the following kasha. Host of Lurutsu Achas or Mace, Gemara says also in Makos that if the guy giving Malkus, right, getting Beis Din person does an Avera, he goes to either Edim, comes to Beis Din, and they paskin, yeah, everybody saw you eat this piece of meat, the piece of pig. Right, and they warned you not to do it, etc. There's Edim and Astros, so you're going to get Malkus. If the guy giving the Malkus, right, and Malkus normally is 39 lashes maximum, right, as opposed to, right, subject to, right, dwindling it down depending on the health of the person. If, let's say, the guy giving the Malkus, right, gave one too many, supposed to be 39, and he actually gave him 40. Hareza Gola El Yado, right, the guy giving the lashes, the guy giving the Malkus, goes to Golos. I vahaka shogi karv lemezidu, but isn't that really close to mezid? Right, the abuila suki adaiti the mezid inish bechader ritzua. Right, v'katani reza gola. That's really very close to intentional. You should kill somebody, which with an extra hit. And but he says he goes to Golos. Right, so he says he's not. Apparently, he's not so negligent. So do over here. He's not so negligent. He should be able to go to Golos. Some Rav Shimon Arda, Rav Shimon says the type of minyano. Case is where he made a mistake, like in the counting. So Tavik lay Rava Besandle. So Rava smacked his shoe, right? And Amalei Atu Hamani. What? He's not the guy counting. Fatani, because the Brisa teacher says Gadol Shabbatanian and Kore, the Beis Din, the biggest of the Beis Din, right? The biggest Talmid Chachamim, right? Calls out the Psak, or really that's not what it means. He does call out the Psak, but he reads the Psukim, right, that are relevant. To the Yisurim, the fact that it says you're going to get Malkus, etc. Vesheni Mona, and the second guy, right, the second in command, let's say, in the Beis Din, does the counting. Vashlishi Omer Hakeu, and the third one says hit. So it's not the quote unquote executioner who's doing the hitting, doing the counting rather. He's doing the hitting, but one of the judges is doing the counting. The case is, yeah, the judge made a mistake in the count. So therefore, that's why it's going to be a case of Golos. And therefore, in Echinami, it's not as negligent. Meisvei Hazurik is Evan Rishis Rabin Baharag. Another kasha that tells me. Again, we had said someone who comes into your store of Rishos and gets killed, he doesn't go to Golos because it's too negligent. One second, Meisvei, I'll ask you another kasha, also from Gemara Makos. Hazorik is Evan Rishis Rabin Baharag. If you throw a stone into Rishis Rabin, you kill somebody. That guy goes to Golas. What do you mean? Why would you go to Golas? That's so close to Mezid. You know there are people there. That's so close to intentional. Of course there are people there. But you see that he goes to Golas. So Rishmol Bar Yitzchak says, that case is the guy is breaking down his wall. He's doing shibutzim, he's fixing things up, and then that's how the stone got kind of thrown into Shizurab. Sikumar says, also, Iboy Leila Yune, he should have checked. Sikumar says, Besoser Balayla, he's doing it at night. The Kumar says, Balayla Nami Iboy Leila Yune, he also should check at night. What does that have to do with anything? Sikumar says, Besoser is Koslo Bayom La Ashba. No, he's doing it during the day, but he's doing it in an area, right in a garbage dump where people are not necessarily found. So the Gemara says, Hi Ashba Echidami. Well, what's the case of this trash dump? Right? If people are always there throwing out their garbage, so Mezidu, then it's in part, right, did on purpose, basically. Right? People are always there. If you lo Shchichi Rabim, and if people are not always there, so then Onesu. So why should he go to Golas? It's complete onus. It's not negligent, right? There shouldn't have been anybody there. Some Rav Papa, Rav Zan says, Ashba Suya Lipanis Balayla. Case is, right, where normally, in this trash area, people go to the bathroom right there at night. They know Suya Lipanis Balayla, and they don't do it during the day. And some people, once in a while, someone comes, right, and goes during the day. So the Gemara says, Mezid lo havi, he's not actually doing it. He didn't do it on purpose, to ha'in and the punish by because normally people are not there. But honest nami lo havi, but he's also not honest. He's also not completely without fault, because the ha'ika and mikra v'asid, because some people do actually come during the day. So therefore, he's somewhat negligent, and then he should go. You should go to Golas. Okay, turns out we don't have a kasha against Rava's interpretation of that case where the guy walks into the carpenter store and the guy had Rishus and it's too mazed for him to go to Golas. Okay, we're going to stop, we're going to call it here because my throat is basically, as you can tell, basically giving out, and also the Gemara is going to go into another interpretation of what Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said. Mitch Shem will do that tomorrow, and we'll wish you a great day or night depending on when you're listening to this.